Thanks, everyone, for coming. First of all, I'd like to, on behalf of the Winnipeg Jets organization, True North Sports and Entertainment, I'd like to thank Evander Kane, Zach Bogosian, and Jason Kasdorf for all their respective contributions to the organization, and certainly you know, two of them you know well, but Jason being a Winnipeg native is certainly something that you know was difficult for us. He's going to be a real good young goaltender moving forward. But anyway, I'll take your questions.
Kevin, you've been very cautious and very deliberate and very thoughtful in your tenure as the GM here. This trade is not out of character, but it's very different from the way you've gone about things. How did that come about so quickly, and what's the most important part of this trade for you?
Well, I think, you know, this trade came about by those same principles. This was not a, you know, knee-jerk reaction. This was, you know, something that, you know, anytime you can put something together like this, it's, you know, takes a lot of work. There was an abundance of caution that went through a lot of the decisions. There was an abundance of time that went through, you know, a lot of these things as well. And, you know, again, we may not have been the most active trading, you know, team in the league, but that doesn't necessarily mean we weren't active behind the scenes. Having a deal come together like this is certainly something that in the salary cap world, in the contract world that we live in the National Hockey League, the way it operates today is very difficult. And, you know, my hat goes off to Tim Murray from, you know, from Buffalo as well, because, you know, again, it takes two to make a deal, and to be able to work behind the scenes, you know, as we did, to be able to come to this. I think it's, again, from our standpoint, I'm excited what this trade brings to our organization. And I think if you know, we're in Tim's press conference, he'd probably say the same thing. So it is something that, at the end of the day, it is a big deal. But we think it's something that's going to, you know, help us both in the short term and really help us in the long term as well. The most important part. Well, you know, again, I think it's the short term and the long term. I think, you know, sitting here today, the important pieces are, you know, obviously, you know, Tyler Myers coming in and you know, the ceiling that he has, you know, in his game. And, you know, and Drew Stafford coming in, we obviously, you know, need some more help at forward. So I think that's a very important piece. But again, always having the eye to the future. You know, I really, you know, we spend a lot of time with our pro scouts and our amateur scouts, and our pro side, they really love the upside of Joel Armia. He's, you know, a big scoring, you know, winger. He was, you know, at one point in time, he was represented by Don Baisley back when, you know, was here. And I remember, you know, having conversations with Zinger, you know, over the course of time here when we were talking about this, and he recalled how glowingly Don spoke of Joel, and you know, in that regard. So, you know, there's tremendous praise from you know, from an individual there. Brendan Lemieux, you know, last year at the draft, you know, he was a projected first rounder, and when he, you know, did not go in the first round, we tried like heck to be able to move up in the draft to see if we could acquire, you know, a pick that might be able to get him, and he went obviously right away in the second round. So you know, again, to single one side more important than the other for me, I feel good with the now, but I'm really excited about you know, the prospects of the future in this whole deal. And we get an opportunity for a player like Drew, who you know, who has an expiring contract, but you know, he's a player that is you know, obviously, you know, looking for an opportunity to you know, to grow. And to, you know, to play in this league in a situation where he can flourish, and you know, we think we can offer that opportunity. So we're not looking at this as a short term thing, but you know, obviously once he gets here and gets to know our group, our family, our coaching staff, our city, I think he's going to really like it.
Kevin, you talked about the significance of getting something that satisfied short term needs and long term needs. Is that what brought Zach Bogosian into this, as far as your perspective is concerned?
Well, when you're crafting a deal this big involving this many pieces, you know, value has to go either way, and you know, it's not an easy thing to you know, to be able to or to have to include someone like Zach. And I've known Zach for many, many years back. You know, he actually had a short stint with me with the Chicago Wolves when you know, he had an injury after being drafted by the Thrashers. But you know, again, he's such a quality person, and you know, obviously we've had the chance to watch his game and you know, how he can skate out there. And I think it'll be a real exciting thing. I can't speak for him, but I think it'll be exciting for him. You know, he's from upstate New York, and I think it'll be a real opportunity for him to be part of a growing organization.
And when you talk about the short term, obviously you felt that this is a team that has a very good opportunity to be a playoff team. Did you want to honor what the guys have done in the room and make sure that you did something now as opposed to waiting to the summer because of that?
It's not easy to make deals. You know, in this league, there's prices and values and timing and rosters and all the different things. So the ability to add right now was very important. It still remains very important. The game evolves each and every day for this group. Obviously, injuries come into play, and you don't know. Like obviously, they played really hard last night, they're focused obviously on the tomorrow already, and that's what you need. So, they'll do their job, and we're going to continue to keep looking to try and see if there's other options out there as well.
Was this a deal, Kevin, you felt you had to do now, given the situation with Kane, or was it more to get it done but also help the team now as it is in a playoff spot?
I went into it with an open mind. I think there was there was lots of other conversations that did transpire. You just don't know how things are going to play out, if something might fall into place or not fall into place. So I think, you never try to go into something to try and force it. I think you just try and see if it can come to you. And again, my hat goes off to Tim. He was extremely aggressive in presenting things and trying to find a way to make it work. And you hear so often it takes two to make a deal. And both teams had strong motivations to make it happen.
First time you've made a major deal like this, do you have to address the room at all? Zach was a pretty popular guy, and you are in a playoff spot.
That dressing room is Paul's, and I sat with Paul. We talked this morning, with regards to the trade and obviously the pieces coming in, and I believe Paul addressed the team today.
Did anything about this deal have to do with Evander Kane being a problem in the dressing room?
Well, I think that, the situation and circumstances, obviously were, it was a big deal for obviously the last couple of days, with what happened with the coach's decision and obviously the situation that happened, leading up to it. And those things are, obviously something that transpired. We will keep those in-house and certainly move forward from those. But again, it was a situation where, I wanted to look at the best interests of the organization, and there was an opportunity here to address something right now and to address something for the future. And you factor in lots of decisions when you make a deal of this magnitude. But again, it wasn't the sake of like I always said, of a deal for making a deal. This I think is something that will really help strengthen our franchise, certainly today and again in hopefully years to come.
There's a lot of rumors about you wanting to add more for the playoff push. Are you done, or do you actively shopping for more?
You have to obviously assess what might be out there or not out there, and it's kind of like any the opportunities out there. If there's a good match, if there's a fit, and I'll sit down with Paul and we'll talk about things. But that's standing here today, and obviously tomorrow is a game day, and you have to be able to. To kind of roll with everything in this regard. So to sit here and say that, I'm done, I don't think that that's right. To sit here and say that, we'll guarantee you something will be added from now till then, there's no guarantees in this game. But will we be actively looking and actively evaluating from now till the trade deadline? Yes.
Kevin, is Joel a guy that might be able to help your forward group this year still, or is a plan for him to go to St. John's for now?
Well, right now the plan is for him to go to St. John's. From a roster standpoint, we're going to assign Patrice Cormier to St. John's, as well. But he is someone that is knocking on the door from a National Hockey League perspective. He's got good size. He moves well. He's got a good knack from the offensive side of the game. I briefly spoke to him here today, and he's certainly excited about what opportunities might present themselves in the short term. But he knows that he's going to get sent there right now, and we'll see how things go from a roster standpoint too.
What are some of the things you like about Lemieux's game? Obviously, you talked about maybe moving up to get him. What do you like about how his game has advanced to this year in Barrie?
Well, he, you know, again, we have a great relationship with, you know, with the coach there, and he speaks very, very highly of him as a competitor and of a person. And I remember, you know, the combine interview that that we had with him. He's a very respectful young man that, you know, he's got a real sense of purpose with everything that he does. Like, he plays the game with a sense of purpose. He plays the game hard. You know, he's a real grinding, physical, skilled package of a player. That you know, again, he's you know, he's looking to make his own name in the game, and we really like that. And he's obviously done well in Barrie this year, and you know, we're real excited. We're excited about, you know, him as a prospect in the draft, but you know, he's lived up to that billing in this year as well.
And what are some of the things you like about Myers' game in particular? I know he won the Calder Trophy and has been up and down a little bit since then.
Well, you know, Tyler obviously is he's a young defenseman that you know, when we talk about you know, young players and draft picks and stuff like that, we always internally talk about, you know, the foundation of the player and the ceiling of a player, and you know, and Tyler's got a tremendous foundation. He's big, he can skate, he can shoot. You know, he's going to have the opportunity to play with a deeper defense core. He can log a lot of minutes. You know, last night I think he was 25 plus minutes for Buffalo, scored on the power play. You know, again, I think that you know, sometimes in this game, fresh starts are really welcome for players that you know, have lots of expectations, you know, heaped on them, and lots of, you know, hype as young players, because it is a hard game. It's a hard game to play in this league as a young player. It's even harder as a young defenseman. So, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, we really believe that there's a, you know, a huge upside on him. You know, that when he gets a chance to work with a guy like Charlie Huddy and you know, and play for a coach like Paul here, I think you know, that's going to, you know, really help.
Given that you've traded, as far as your NHL talent's concerned, you've traded away a injured player. Are you pinching yourself right now? I mean, it seems like it's really a win-win deal for the Jets here.
Well, Evander Kane's he's a tremendous hockey player. Like, he's, you know, when you talk about his package of, as far as a player, he's, you know, he's a tremendous hockey player. So there was no, wasn't shocked that there was lots of interest when, you know, we were looking to see what we could get. But again, it's, we certainly wish him the best, like I say, I think the opportunities that are going to present themselves for him, you know, you're going to see a really good hockey player out there. And, you know, somewhere down the line, he's going to, you know, continue to score those goals. And, you know, and that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you want too. Because for us, you know, we look at this from our side. I'm not looking at this from Buffalo's side, you know, too much anymore. It's really looking at it from our side. And I think, you know, from us, from our standpoint, we're really excited and, you know, looking forward to taking the next step.
It seems at first glance that you've gained depth at the AHL level, at the NHL level, and even with the draft. What is your evaluation of your rosters today?
You know, again, my hat goes off to our scouting staff from you know, the amateur side. There, they've worked really hard at building up the stable of young players within our organization. They spend a lot of time. You know, it's kind of funny because part of the challenge in trying to pull together a deal like this is, you know, is getting the opportunity to talk to your staff and be able to get them in one room. Well, half of our staff was over in Europe watching players. Zinger was over in Europe watching players and trying to get everybody's input and valuation, you know, of a deal of this magnitude, you know, certainly was interesting. But, you know, obviously we feel we're a deeper organization, but we're looking forward to the day where some of these young guys start challenging for roster spots here. We've begun to see it with Adam Lowry. We've obviously saw it with Scheifele and Trouba, you know, Hutch and Nett. You know, but there's more guys coming, and that's the big thing. And you know, with the, you know, the ability to solidify, you know, some core pieces at the National League level, you hope to get to that opportunity where you can let your young players play at the American Hockey League level till they're overripe and are really ready to contribute at the National Hockey League level. So we're not there yet. You know, we're going to continue to work hard at that. But make no mistake, our focus is here and now, right now, in the sense of, you know, working hard to keep pushing for, you know, for this group right now.
Kevin, can you clarify just which first round pick's coming back?
It's really their option. Which first round pick. They currently hold three. If they want to give us their pick, you know, I'll gladly take it. But somehow I don't think that's the case. But so it'll be their choice of as to which pick it'll be.
Kevin, knowing what priority the draft is for you and has been for your organization, is this extra first round pick an asset in play for you here now between now and the deadline, or are you more adamant that this is what you need for your building through the draft in the future?
It's tough to say standing here right now. You know, I think it's, you know, right now it's a draft pick, and that's how we're focused on it. And we'll approach it like it's a draft that we're going to draft. You just never know what comes up as time goes on.
You had mentioned before Kane garnered a lot of interest. Could you give me an idea how many teams, how many deals were thrown your way?
No. There was lots of teams, you know, again, but out of fairness and out of respect to everybody, I wouldn't want anyone to, you know, guess or speculate. There's you know, lots of it's very tough to do a deal at this level here at the National Hockey League level. There's lots of rumors. There's lots of things that go on behind the scenes. Some true, a lot of them not. But, you know, there was strong interest, and there was strong interest of teams that were talking about things for the for the summer as well. But this was a deal, again, that we worked hard on, and that we really feel like it was, it was the right deal to make.